All right, here we are now with another coach's profile. This time we're talking with Newburyport High School football coach Ben Smolski. And Ben, welcome to MSO, and I hesitate to ask this, but how's your summer going?
Summer is going really well. You know, spending time with family and, you know, at the high school with the kids in the weight room and stuff like that. It's been going well overall.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Always worried about stuff. All right, we start by asking coaches what their earliest connection to football might have been, whether it was going somewhere with your dad, seeing it on TV, playing in the yard. In your recollection, what's the earliest experience you've had watching or learning about football?
Since I was a young kid, you know, football was always, I grew up in a football family, from my father to my grandfather, so it was always there. My father coached youth football at Newburyport, so you know, I would go to practice and watch him coach and run through the bags with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, I don't even know how old I was, but I played soccer one year, and then going into the next fall, I asked my dad to can I come to football practice with you instead of play soccer? So,
all right.
You know, since I was good, then I just, you know, my grandfather, you know, he would always talk football stories, old war stories when he played for Newburyport High School. And, you know, I always remember walking up. I was a walking distance to the football stadium at Newburyport. So that was Friday night. Me, my dad, my brother would walk up there and always watch high school football games.
I think that's a common thread among a lot of the coaches we've been talking with, the dad, the involvement of the dad, and the idea of having the stadium so close by. I mean, you sort of, it becomes a habit after a while. And when did you actually first start playing? Was it Pee Wee's or what, Little League?
In Newburyport, it wasn't Pop Warner. We had youth football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone could play. There was just a weight limit for the running back. So in third grade, I started practicing with the fifth and sixth grade team, and I would dress for the game, but I wouldn't play.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be a part of it. I mean, I was fortunate because my father was involved with the league. And I remember one coach, without my father knowing, snuck me in one play in third grade, and I was running to sack the quarterback. And then I got absolutely depleted and knocked to the ground.
Oh, boy.
my mother was screaming at my dad in the stands. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
Fourth grade, I ended up playing with the fifth and sixth grade team. So I started young.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'm sure Mom was pleased about that.
Yeah, it was a good laugh after the fact.
And what did you first learn about football? Was it defense, offense, line, running? What was it?
You know, the whole pie, but
mm-hmm.
My father was an offensive line guy, so I'd probably say offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was something that was instilled in me since I was young. I think I got to carry the ball once in fourth grade in a 2-point conversion.
All right.
Even though I didn't get the 2-point conversion, but you know, I was always played offensive line. That was definitely
mm-hmm.
you know, first introduction to the game.
I wonder if you can remember, as a coach now, when you were a freshman. I'm guessing you tried out for the varsity as a freshman or the freshman team. What it felt like, because sometimes I think coaches get a little far removed as varsity coaches, and they might not remember, or maybe they didn't even have the experience of the trepidation that a kid has going from eighth to ninth grade. But your first experience with varsity football, what was that like?
Coming in as a freshman, we had a freshman team, so it wasn't varsity right away. My freshman year, you know, we were coming off of, they were coming off of a Super Bowl year, so just actually, you know, being on the field and sharing the field with some of the guys that I watched when I was in middle school was amazing. Just to be like, wow, my brother was a senior too, so I actually got to share the field with him one game when a freshman dress,
mm-hmm.
which was cool. But it was amazing because I always was. You know, the traditions of Newburyport High School was instilled in me since I could walk. So to actually be a part of the program and be in that stadium on a Friday night, you know, we got to dress a couple times, was just amazing. It was just like a dream come true.
Well, there have been so many legendary coaches in Newburyport. As you say, the culture has been amazing. Now, as you go through high school, you play varsity. What were the dinner conversations like when you get home? Does your dad coach at home too?
No, he was more, you know, the one thing about him, you know, even when he coached me in youth football, it was, you know, how do you think you did? You know, it was more of a, you know, just a conversation. You know, it was always getting home on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he would do is we'd either go to the park lunch or he'd have a chicken club waiting for me from the park lunch, and he'd sit down and have a conversation. And you know, he never put pressure on, never said you can do this, like you need to do this better. He let the coaches coach, and he just played the role of parent in that sense, which was great. You know, it was a father-son relationship, not a coach mm-hmm. To player relationship.
Well, obviously it sounds like a great memory for you.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, now take me through your varsity years, maybe some of the guys you played with, or how the teams were, or what your favorite memories are of playing in high school.
I mean, more than anything, it's just, you know, and I think it still rings true today, is you get to play with your friends. And you know, some of my best friends now, the people I played football with, you know, my co-captain Pat Whitney, you know, he was a blast to play with. My friend Jim Weber, John Kelly, I mean, I could keep going and going. You know, just have the experiences and to compete with your good friends, your brothers, you know, that was the best, you know, and something that you'll always remember the rest of your life, and something that, you know, a bond that you form in high school that, you know, now at 40, you still carry that with you. You see people that you play with, or, you know, I still hang out with a lot of the guys too. And you know, as time goes on, you have kids and stuff like that, you know, you drift away from others, but whenever you bump into people, it's always great. You know, I was at the 10-mile 5K race, you know, just bumping into people walking around town Newburyport while the race is going on. And we had our golf tournament, alumni golf tournament. You get to bump into those people, and it brings back all those memories.
Absolutely. Now, what about after high school?
After high school, you know, I was gonna go to Worcester State and play college football. I played in the Aganis game, and then my knees were bothering me, so I decided to hang it up, and I went to Worcester State first semester because I was gonna play there, and then I transferred back to Salem, and I started coaching.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's some pedigree.
I was, 2021.
Excellent. There's some pedigree there. So you learned a lot of football on the way for sure. And you mentioned the Aganis game, and I think that's something I talk with Paul Ingram frequently about, the Aganis experience. And when you play at a high level, and then you become an all-star, and you see all the other kids at a high level, it's sort of an eye-opening experience. But it's a great brotherhood to be in.
Yeah, definitely. The Aganis game was a great experience playing. Back then, it was Cape Ann League and GBL. We teamed up with GBL, the old GBL, and against the Northeast Conference and the Catholic schools.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit not as many teams as leagues that are involved in it now, but it was awesome.
How'd you end up at Newburyport now?
How did I end up
as
at
coach.
Newburyport now?
Yeah, as coach.
I coached at Newburyport initially. Went to Saugus for a year, went to Lawrence for 2 years, and then I moved back to Saugus for 6 more years. And then my brother actually was a defense coordinator at Newburyport the year before I got on there, and I heard he was going, so I called Coach Gaudiano and told him that I, you know, my goal was to, you know, I want to ultimately come over there and teach. So I asked if we could meet to talk about the defense coordinator position, and met with him, and I got the defense coordinator job under him. And then a year after that, I got a teaching job there, and worked 1 year under another head coach for a year, and then he ended up leaving, and I applied for the job, and I ended up getting the job.
Are there other coaches besides your dad who have influenced your coaching style or how you learned about football?
You know, Coach Gaudiano was my head football coach. Definitely learned a lot from him. You know, X's and O's, motivational guy. Coach Clark, he was an offensive line coach and defense coordinator with Coach Gaudiano. He was definitely, you know, just kind of showed the ropes on the line and just a great teacher. And then, you know, as you go, those are the guys that coach you. And then as you coach, you know, again, Coach Gaudiano, he really helped me out from the coaching end, coaching with him. But, you know, I worked with Coach Broderick in Saugus. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, definitely his attention to detail. And then Coach Amin in Lawrence was also a great influence for the couple of years that I spent there. And now, which is kind of cool, I coach on my staff. Coach Boardman was the line coach in 2007, 2008 in Lawrence, and he's now my line coach in Newburyport, so someone else who had a big influence on me in the offensive line who get to work with him now, which is great.
Wow. How, now, as a coach, you evaluate players, you evaluate game execution, and I'm guessing you probably evaluate assistant coaches as well. How do you evaluate yourself or have an evaluation of yourself done?
I mean, the way that we kind of self-evaluate and then evaluate the staff is really just through meetings, talking with each other. You know, my assistant head coach, Anthony Callahan, you know, we always sit and talk and we kind of, you know, just kind of what did we do well? What can we do to get better? Sit down as a staff, you know, and just kind of just self-assess ourselves and always looking to get better in that sense. The other thing we do is I do exit surveys of the kids and, you know, what did you enjoy about this year? What is something that maybe you didn't like so much, and kind of get the feedback from the kid, meet with the kids individually.
Mm-hmm.
And just try to get the whole piece of the pie there so we can push forward and get better every year.
What's gotten easier for you during your coaching career as a head coach, from the front time you first took over as head coach to where you are now? What was something was difficult, but what's gotten easier for you?
Just kind of managing. I mean, as head coach, you're a manager too, so, you know, whether it's, you know, all the emails you get, just managing things that are more, sometimes I feel like I'm dealing with, you know, whether it's ordering things, making sure we have enough money to pay for stuff, making sure, you know, just making sure to get back to parents when they have emails, and, you know, dealing with administration and stuff like that, kind of, you know, that managers type stuff. You know, I feel like you have no idea what you're getting into when you start coaching. You know, the football, coaching football, this, that, like you're doing your individuals and practice plans and all that, you know. I definitely got better at that too throughout the years, you know, getting practice plans ready. But, you know, I think it's just that whole, the whole pie of just everything that a head coach has to do. It's just the organization in general and, you know, kind of getting ahead of things and getting communications out there, you know, like 3 or 4 months ahead of time,
yeah,
rather than doing it like the week before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would think after you've done a cycle or two, there are things you can, you know, change, fix, bring on something new and so on, make it easier for you and the team. I want to ask you about a question I haven't asked a coach yet, but it's about counseling. And as a football coach, you're a surrogate dad and you're a counselor. And maybe what have you gotten from talking with kids away from football, talking to players away from football? Because I know that, you know, coaching football is a 12-month-a-year job, and you see kids in school a lot. So what do you get from that, Ben? Because that's another layer. It's not just X's and O's. It's personalities.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, to be the best coach you can be, it's about forming connections with your student-athletes, you know, asking them how their day was, you know, how's your family doing, you know, stuff like that. And just forming those connections, you know, that's the most rewarding part of the job. You know, the bottom line is we're just coaching a game. You know, but when it boils down to it, that game in the preparation for it and everything else, it gets your athletes ready for life, mm-hmm. and going to the next step, what it is they do after high school. And that's the best part of the job, is forming those relationships. And there's many players now that I get to keep in touch with. I have the Tulin brothers. Last summer came over. They when I first started Newburyport, they came over and we ate lunch on the back porch.
Nice.
And just kind of, we have a good connections that way. I mean, they're connections that will go on, through a lifetime. It's not just those 4 years. So it's very important to it's not just the X's and the O's. It's forming those personal relationships.
Excellent, excellent. All right, a couple more questions. And this is a question that Bill Newell, I thought, is a really good one. And it has to do with your time as coach, or as a player, or as a fan. Is there a game or games in particular that have influenced you? In other words, you may be scouting a team and look at them and say, "Ooh, this is interesting," or "How do you do that?" Or is there anything like that, Coach? Do you get to look at other games, whether they're college or high school, and maybe take notes, or is that a bad thing?
No, I mean, whenever you watch, that's just kind of thinking of games and general things that influence. I'm over Coach Callahan, Anthony's house, watching college football. And we're always rewinding, you can rewind the TV now. It's like, oh, let's check this play out, and you're always, I feel the one thing that, I haven't been able to watch football as a fan for a long time, because you're always soaking up knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And, even going to the Patriots, recently, but whenever I go to Patriots games, he's sitting up in the nosebleeds, and I love the view because you could see all 22 players, mm-hmm. going around, and I'd be watching the line instead of watching the ball. So you're watching a specific position, or watching the defense drop into coverage, and you're always taking mental notes, and sometimes taking physical notes when you're watching the TV, or
mm-hmm.
So it's, you're always watching it from that coach's perspective. It's hard to think. The only Thanksgiving Day game I got to see since 2003, maybe, was a Saturday Newburyport Amesbury game after we had a big snowstorm. Mm-hmm. They had to move the game to the Thanksgiving Day game to Saturday. And I think that was the last time I truly watched a game as a fan.
Yeah. Oh, I get that. Yeah.
Just to be, and I hadn't been able to go to a Newburyport game for a while because I was coaching elsewhere. But,
mm-hmm.
Definitely, it's still fun to watch football, but you're always looking at it through the coach's lens.
I get that. All right. Finally, Coach, football coach, I think as much as any other coach, but football coaches, to me, it does seem to be a 12-month-a-year job, obviously, as a teacher, too. And all year long, I'm sure you're making plans, you do things, and you have your notes and so on. You look back, you look ahead. Today, on this day, on this what is today? Wednesday. On this Wednesday, what's the first thing you're thinking about with respect to the upcoming season and your team?
It's really more mindset of, just getting in the weight room there and hanging out with the kids there, and we're still in that preparation phase. So it's really just, making sure the kids get to put their time in now, so it pays off. Come camp in a couple weeks, and then. I'm working on locker assignments and creating brother groups and stuff like that. Always, chipping away at something, looking at an end zone camera that I might buy. There's all those little things. There's always some things to chip away at. Once the kids go to bed at 8:00, I go on the computer and I'll spend an hour, and then it's look at the clock. It's 11:30. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I should close the computer now. Just because, just trying to get stuff ready, fine tuning some defensive stuff, and I don't know. There's a lot of things you gotta get ready for. I think it's August 18th is the first day, so it's coming fast.
It is coming fast, and Ben, this has been a blast. I appreciate it. I love learning from you guys as always, and we're gonna talk again in a couple of weeks next about the kids.
Sounds good. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, Coach. Good luck the rest of the way. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Ben.
Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.